The clicking sound of her stilettos were unique. Black velvet, pointed toe, commanding. No one expected that such a short, timid woman as Oriana would show up to work in a jet-black power suit, stunning pair of I-frames, and welding such commanding shoes. She carried herself differently today, as if carrying some unknown power. The opening of the large glass doors of the Corella Candy's Research and Development Administrative Department noisily announced Oriana's arrival. She made her way to the epicenter of the room, an intersection of the white short wall cubicle rows that were arranged like spokes on a wheel. Her fellow project managers quickly gathered when she was able to get their undivided attention. She drew a deep breath and smiled.
I know we've been behind deadline, and the managers upstairs have been getting uneasy about our new branding reboot. As you all know, I spearheaded an effort 6 months ago to bring Dr. W into our R&D labs to come up with the new products for the holiday season. While he did come to this company with a very prestigious report, some of you expressed criticism of his methods. Lack of proper documentation, untimely progress reports, blown over budgets, wasteful dead ends, misuse of company resources. While I thank many of you for bringing your concerns to me, the senior staff told me last night that one of you has brought this issue to them, so I decided to call this quick meeting.
Oriana glanced over to her left. There, standing among her co-workers with a smug look on her pretty face, was Allison Bates, the tall and slim brunette, dressed in a navy blue dress with frills on the collar and the end of the sleeves, a bright red belt, red tights, black flats, and a cream-colored cardigan wore her haughty demeanor with pride. Oriana knew she was the culprit, the one who shamelessly went over her head, blabbing to the executives on how the project was a disaster and how they should put her in charge instead of Oriana. To Oriana, this was no surprise. Allison was gunning for her from all the way back when they were interns, putting Oriana on edge every single day with her rude comments and vile attitude. All to Allison's satisfaction, it seemed like this would be Oriana's resignation speech.
Dr. W would like to express his sincere apologies that hasn't been very supportive to our timeline, Oriana continued. However, he has delivered a line of samples straight off the invention table that will be on display today for the executives to see what we've been up to.
Everyone in the room let out a gasp of surprise. With impeccable timing, six short lab workers dressed in white overalls, striped shirts, and white gloves pushed their way through the glass doors with long, wheeled carts. On each cart was a small platter of candies with a card placed on the front. Each card gave a brief description of their accompanying treat, and was punctuated in two large lettered words, "Try me." That is, all except the last dish. Oriana caught a glimpse of Allison making her way to the small cube of bright blue bonbon wrapped in clear plastic with a small bow. Her gaze was in a hypnotic state as she gazed upon the candy which was adorned in her favorite color. Her voice pierced over the other workers' chatters.
Oriana, why does this one just say, "Do not eat"?
The hive of workers drew over to Allison's side. Oriana threw a fake fit of anxiousness.
Oh boy, I'd hope you hadn't seen that. This bit of gum actually hasn't been completely cleared yet to try.
Allison drew a look of equal disdain and curiosity.
What is it?
Oriana held out the decadent sweet on the tips of her fingers, jingling the bait for Allison to take.
I heard it's really good. You chew on it and you will have this amazing taste of fruit. This one is blueberries, but I don't think anyone should try it. He said there were still some side effects.
Allison broke her drooling stare at the candy and gave Oriana a disgusted look.
Psh, I'll try it. I'm not afraid of anything.
Oriana let her passive-aggressiveness glow. Her tone reeked of condescension towards her nemesis.
Thanks, but that's okay, Allie. The doctor gave it to me. I should take full responsibility of the testing.
Nonsense! Quit being a baby! Here.
Allison rudely grabbed a piece of candy from Oriana's hand and quickly undid the wrapper while spitting out her own gum. Oriana gave a fake nonverbal plea towards Allie as the candy quickly disappeared into her mouth. A loud chewing could be heard across the room, gathering in an even larger crowd than before. Allison beamed at the attention. She walked over to a side of the room where everyone could get a good view of her taste testing. Dramatically placing herself in front of a gray panning wall adorned with a silhouette of a cockatoo, She quickly turned and faced the throng of onlookers.
"Well, what does it taste like?" someone asked.
Allison gave another dramatic hesitation.
"Oh, it's amazing! I didn't think something could taste this good!"
"No, stop, don't." Oriana could barely be heard over the multitude of questions.
"It's like I'm drinking blueberry juice. There's so much of it, and the gum isn't even losing its flavor."
"What about the side effects?"
"None. Absolutely none. This is glorious."
Allison hammered away at as many adjectives as her limited vocabulary could muster. All the while, Oriana stared intently at her narrow tan nose. Was that a blackhead growing? Nope. Oriana bit her lip as she tried to hide her glee as what was about to happen.
"Allison, what's happening to you now?"
cried one of Allison's fellow managers, Todd.
"What are you talking about?"
"You're turning violet. No, it's more like deep blue," said Todd.
Every eye surveyed the brunette. She was indeed changing color. The blue hue quickly spread across her face, down her chest, underneath her dress, and onto her hands. Soon, not a spot on her body was its normal color. Her face was totally blue. The dress grew darker, and the red tights were now a deep purple. All that was left was the bright red belt, her cream cardigan that was just a tad darker. Even with the transformation, Allison found herself continuing to chew with vigor. With each second, she felt the juice coming out of the tiny treat, spilling sweet juice down her throat. Her hair glowed with slight of dark purple. Her brown corneas also transformed their color.
"You bitch! Look what you did to me!"
Allison stomped across the room and grabbed Oriana by her suit coat. Oriana smirked.
"Oh, that's not even the best part.
Why, yada!"
A sudden communal gasp stopped Allison mid-sentence.
"Allison, your butt!" came from Mary, one of the employees.
"What about it?"
"It's big."
Allison looked behind her. Her dress was sticking out obtrusively from what appeared to be a massive bubble butt. From the crowd, it looked like Allison's was bending over, but in actuality, she was standing up straight. The bottom of her dress inched its way up to her thigh, which were looking a bit swollen and bloated. Allison stuttered to explain.
"Oh, I'm okay. That's always been there. New diet has caused a little muscle mass this week."
No one seemed to be buying it. Another co-worker, Brad, gasped again.
"Allie, your lips!"
Allison touched her lips. They felt swollen and wet, smacking against each other with such loud force that she was sure everyone could hear it from next floor. Allison also noticed her cheeks were feeling soft and pudgy, like a fat child. Mary squinted and stared at Allison's chest.
"Oh my god, her boobs! That's gotta be a new cup size at least!"
Indeed, they were. Allison also noted a slight strain growing on her cotton dress, straining against the buttons in her cardigan. She suddenly felt her clothes slowly getting tighter, especially around her red belt, which was starting to dig into her stomach. It was a slow but painful realization for Allison that the candy might be causing her to bloat. She quickly stopped chewing, swallowing the remainder of the gum, though it didn't seem to help her predicament. She could still feel the juice continue to flow into her stomach and then to the rest of her body. Her fattening lips tightened as her stomach turned into knots. Allison's face resonated in both anger and fear, but after her earlier boasting, there was no way that she was going to let anyone think that Oriana got the upper hand.
"Check out her belly! It's inflating like a balloon!"
Allie quickly did all she could to suck in her gut as well as stand as straight as possible in order to keep her weight gain from becoming noticeable. Her back curved and trying to hold up the growing cleavage. Her ass stuck out even farther while she tried to hold in her distending stomach.
"What's she doing?" asked one of the IT guys who just walked in. "She's plumping up!" exclaimed Brad.
"Oh my god, Allie! You are getting bigger!"
squealed Mary. Allison looked down. From the top, she could see her boobs and upper gut slowly spilling over her belt. The rest of belly pushed out from underneath, raising her dress like it was a short mini skirt. With squeal of stretched wool, the cardigan buttons started popping off one by one, leaving her sweater open while tightly holding onto her swollen arms. Allison grabbed a hold of her inflating midsection and looked around to inspect her backside. Her ass cheeks looked like they were taking a little extra room below, stretching like two juicy watermelons against her thick thighs, which began to transform from their normal twiggy shape to the size of small tree trunks.
Oh, God, Allison exclaimed. I'm swelling.
What is she swelling with? Piped up Brad.
It's juice. Blueberry juice,
said Oriana.
Juice? That's impossible, chimed Mary.
Well, somebody better do something. She's getting too big, said Todd. By now, Allison's breast had grown to the size of 2 cantaloupes. The neckline on the blue dress came plunging down in response to their enormous weight. Allison looked ridiculous. Her arms were now growing extremely pudgy and sticking out each side. Her once flat chest now sported a pair of melon-sized boobs. Her belly jutted out from underneath her belt and was clearing swelling like it was filling up with liquid. Her hips were the most massive, literally pushing the crowd of employees away as they grew larger, rounding out into obese proportions. With the bright red belt holding on for dear life, her body now had a certain hourglass shape. Her swelling breast suddenly spilled over the bright red belt. Her big tummy pushed up from underneath. From the back, everyone could see her gigantic booty pushing up from underneath as well. From the small of her back, she could feel her dress riding up over her massive purple bottom. With another gurgle, the stretchy fabric of her tights stirred forward from behind, and her dress pushed out from the front like a distending cotton balloon. Allison winced.
Oh, I feel funny! This belt feels too tight!
Oriana smirked.
Careful, if you get any bigger, it might...
Bam!
Pop off.
One of the executive assistants began to panic. Oh my God, when is it going to stop? Allison watched her dress spill out of its confines of the once-belted midsection, suddenly filling out like a parachute, even as much as giving a subtle whoosh sound as it opened up. Her thighs swelled to epic proportions, rubbing against each as they slowly fattened. Her body began to billow out at her middle, smoothing out the pleats in her blue dress. Brad stepped forward and pressed his hand against her stomach, feeling the juice gathering under her skin sloshed around. The intense prodding pushed Allison off balance, causing her to wriggle her round arms in order to remain standing.
This is so weird. You can feel it filling her up from the inside.
Stop touching me!
Yelled Allison. With a surge of juice, Allison stumbled back as her derry suddenly filled up with juice. She then again stumbled forward as her belly blew up to match her butt's gargantuan size. She felt the frilly collar of her dress push up against her chin as she strained to look around in panic as more people gathered around with a zombie-like gaze on her steadily expanding body.
Help! Help!
She cried through her swollen cheeks. She's getting so round! Is somebody going to do something? Said a new onlooker from the back of the crowd. All that stuff she chewed must be multiplying inside her, said Todd.
She looks like a blueberry herself with so much juice inside her, chimed in Brad.
Indeed, Allison was. Soon, her huge thighs were now touching the floor. Her arms receded into her midsection while her badly stretched cardigan fell to the floor in a giant heap. Her back was now so swollen that it matched her corpulent ass. Her boobs and belly were all swallowing each other up, giving the poor woman a spherical shape. Allison couldn't control the feelings of shame. She looked on with tears welling up in her eyes as she felt her blue dress and tights barely hanging on. She found herself watching the room grow smaller and smaller as she grew larger and larger. It wasn't long before the giant blueberry found her black flats slowly lifting off the ground.
Blueberries. Blueberries every time. That's what Dr. W. warned me about.
Oriana shook her head.
Well, I think we'll get it right the next time.
But what about Allison?
You could upgrade her to a broad room, if she'll fit.
You could make her the new company mascot.
Oriana laughed. The Human Blueberry Candy Company? That would be interesting.
Hey, I'm still...
Allison hesitated while looking in amazement at her girth.
I'm still blowing up over here!
Allison wiggled her hands, sending ripples across her spherical body. Her blue cheeks looked like a squirrel's after shoving it in its winter food. She could barely see over her dress. The frilly collar which once rested so perfectly on her chest now was blocking her view. The crowd kept backward as their expanding co-worker slowly grew bigger and bigger, swaying from one side to another as the juice filled her up. Allison's eyes dotted all around, viewing the crowd, looking toward the edges of the room over her inflating body. She could barely see Mark, one of the senior executive assistants, running up from the elevator lobby.
They're coming! They're coming!
Everyone stood in stunned silence, playing through their heads the scenario of the corporate honchos walking in on their entire R&D admin department just standing around doing nothing. except for the one preoccupied by blowing up into a giant blueberry. They looked at Allison, still hearing a gurgling and moaning sound as it seemed like the juice was trying to fill in every bit of space within her. Even though her ball of a body was now reaching 9 feet in diameter at a barely noticeable pace, her growth was nevertheless continuing. Again, Allison's eyes darted around in panic.
Get me out of here!
The crowd scrambled. Several guys from IT rolled up with their sleeves and got behind the blue ball. Pressing against the stretched tights, they found it difficult to gain some sort of momentum against the sloshing Allison. With a giant heave, the group found themselves pushing the ball forward quite forcefully. Allison screamed as she rolled her forward. Her head was now perpendicular to the floor. With a look at each other and a shrug, the group pushed and pushed the sideways Allison to try and gain a rolling momentum. Allison felt helpless, being jerked around. Her immense weight fuddled their attempts to keep her rolling in a steady line toward the boardroom. A quick burst of growth caught the IT workers off guard, who bumped the inflating Allison to the wrong way. Suddenly, Allie found herself rolling in the opposite direction of the boardroom doors. As she rolled, Allison caught glimpse of both her co-workers running after her globular body and the glass doors opening. She closed her eyes and felt herself bumping into someone and then the room growing silent. Looking up at Corella's CEO, Allison mustered an embarrassed smile through her chubby cheeks.
Hello, Mr. Slugsworth.
Through the small circular glasses, she could barely make out a wrinkled look of shock.
Oh my...